Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are in the studio today with our tallit wrapped around our neck. Praise the Lamb of God, praising God for this another day's journey that we are glad about. We are glad to be alive today and excited. Praise the Lamb of God for all God is and all he is doing in our lives. Praise the Lord. I thank God for a wonderful congregation at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Beautiful Bible class on last night. Boy, we're studying that witnessing thing, boy. It's all about doing what God told us to do, and that is saving souls and getting people delivered, getting people set free, and doing that on a level of excellence, praise the Lamb of God, whereas that we won't look like misfits out in the street trying to do something, praise the Lamb, but we'll be bringing them in to the fold of Jesus Christ, into the kingdom, hallelujah, knowing what we're doing, processing them through the trifold, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, yes, the trifold of the Trinity of Christ, hallelujah, the incarnate, the Logos and the Rhema of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited about it. Guess who on the show with us today? Praise the Lord, he's calling in now. Prophet Daryl Sanders. Prophet Daryl, how you doing, man of God?
I'm doing fabulous this morning, Apostle. Glad to be on this side of glory.
Glad to be on this side of blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we are happy to hear that, man of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are gearing up for this man of God, along with, hallelujah, some other the delegates of Chicago and around. Praise the Lamb of God, North Carolina, and those that's coming in. Praise the Lamb for this revival, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Mother's Day is going to kick off, praise the Lamb of God, at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah, right there at the Truth Church. Then we're going Monday and Tuesday. Oh, my goodness, what an exciting time in God. Our children are coming in from all over. My goodness gracious, to be a part of this dynamic week. Praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter in Chicago is on the line. Praise the Lord. How you doing today?
Ooh, I'm doing all right, Prophet.
She said she's doing all right, y'all. That's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, Shatwan is on the line with us out of Chicago, and we're just thankful for our intercessors today. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious, don't you know that, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord is good to each of us, praise the Lamb, in his own particular way. The way the Lord blessed is just so, it's just so funny to me how God takes so much time out for his children. Hallelujah. When we really take notice of him, Prophet Daryl, Shatwa, when you really take notice of God, you say, you know what, you are particular in the way you do things. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he can bless you. He be blessing you. You don't even know he blessing you. I'm telling you the truth. He has set you up for a blessing. I tell you, all in the midnight hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, people of God. You better know that you know that God is moving in a way to be a blessing to you and to get things to you, praise the Lamb of God, that he would have you to have in your hand that you can do a greater ministry, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'm excited about God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Somebody just donated a jet laser printer, copier, scanner, and all of that for the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I get excited when God do stuff for us like that. It's just awesome, right? That you hear what I say. That's a blessing, isn't it? Yes, it is. Praise the Lamb of God, so that we can do ministry on a top shelf level. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't have to give all of our money out, but can do it in-house. Goodness, I just want to just tell God, thank you for his goodness favoring us. Praise the Lamb of God. I went to dinner last night with my bishop and some of the others. My God, hallelujah. We sat around the table and us, boy, and let me tell you something. The testimonies of the pastors of what God is doing in their ministries, what he's doing for them. Hallelujah, financially, to take the yoke and the strain off their back, had us shouting at the table last night after Bible class. We stayed there and praised God and talked about the goodness of the Lord until we shut that restaurant down. You hear me? Praise the Lamb of God. Jay Alexander's will never be the same. We shut that restaurant down. I had the opportunity to minister to one of the waitresses, praise the Lamb of God, that was waiting on us, about her attitude and what have you. And she repented right there at the table. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, because I did it in love. I had just finished teaching about ministering to people in love and finding the right time to talk to them and the way to talk to them. Hallelujah. Yeah. And before you know it, she was over across the table saying, I'm sorry if I offended anybody. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, let me tell you something, people of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. They were sitting there talking about, I ain't giving her a dollar. Before you know it, we had tipped her over 20%. Over 20%. Our tip was running over just through the spirit of meekness, humility, and a spirit of contriteness that came over her right there. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, you know, after that, you have the opportunity to offer Christ to them. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I tell you, praise God. If God just gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. The question is, will we take the opportunity and will we run with it? And the Lord will always, praise the Lamb of God, listen to this, preachers and teachers. What you teaching and preaching about, you got to be able to walk, talk it. You got, hallelujah. You must be able to demonstrate it, praise the Lamb of God, to demonstrate it in your actions, in your deeds. Yes, Lord. Prophet Darrell, what's going on, man? Tell me something good. What happened Sunday, Prophet Darrell, over there at the church? If Prophet Darrell don't get on this radio show, I'm going to whoop him. Prophet Darrell, where are you? He got me on mute. Praise the Lord. It's all right, Prophet Darrell. You still my buddy today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know they had a good time over there. Praise the Lamb. I just was trying to check on them, give them some air time. Praise the Lord. All right, let me see now. Praise. We're going to go to prayer. You there, Prophet? No? All right. Now, Shatwan?
Yes, sir.
Are you the designated prayer today?
Come on and take us to the King, Pastor Shatwan.
There he is. I asked you how was service Sunday over at your church there, Prophet Darrell.
It was, you know what? It was jam-packed, and I thought, you know, my pastor's going to take Jesus to the grave twice and, you know, bring him back up through time. But but, you know, that's the season of Pascha. You know, you get tired of hearing the same old message every year, you know, when you should hear every day or, you know, every Sunday or whatever the case may be. But they really sure enough make Jesus die. On that Easter day, they make him die and they make sure he get up. They make sure
they
get up Sunday morning.
They gonna do that now. You better know that they gonna take him down a few times now. Now you should try not to get weary of well doing on that one, because he's going down in the grave a couple of times. He gonna rise again, I promise you. My goodness gracious, yes, gonna do it. Hallelujah. You know, as a settle as that, man. Oh my goodness gracious. I tell you, people of God, that is something about, praise the Lamb of God, praising the Lord, that is so electrifying. I just love giving praise and worship today to the Lord. I started this way, praise the Lamb of God, and there is a picture of a lighthouse, and it's a big giant lighthouse in the midst of the water, and the waves are beating up against it. And a man is standing on the porch of the lighthouse while all these crashing waves are coming in, and he's standing there so peaceful. And it says that the Lord is my refuge and my boy, what joy did I get out of that picture? And that picture's been hanging in there for several years. And I just looked at it today, praise the Lamb of God, see the peace
and got a revelation.
And got a revelation, the stability of God. And my hands went up in the air and said, thank you, Jesus, for peace, praise the Lamb of God.
Come on.
For peace in the midst of storms, in the midst of calamity, in the midst of all that our society and our world go through, I still have peace. I still can sleep upon my bed at night, praise the Lamb of God, rise in the morning strong and healthy, hallelujah, without flipping and turning and in turmoil. But thank God, hallelujah, that he gives his beloved sleep on their bed, allows us to rest in him, Lord, have mercy, what a wonderful God we serve. We really serve a wonderful God, people of God. Hallelujah. If you just take notice of, he's at your right hand and on your left. He has gone before you, yet he's behind you. He's your reward. He got your back. Trust in him today. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. We're going to our prayer mode. We're going to our prayer mode today. Praise the Lamb of God. And Shatwan is with us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I know my daughter Sylvia is engaged in work and all of that. And I had to do something with her dad today. And I just thank God for her. She just tries to do so much, honey, Shatwan. And I'm really grateful to these two daughters of mine. Hallelujah. Can't wait to bread with them when they come here in next month. They will both will be here with us. Hallelujah. Next month, coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You want to come? That daughter of ours is going to be preaching her first sermon. Praise the Lamb of God, Sylvia. And right at the Truth Church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as a pastor, we will be licensing her and training her in the ministry. Praise the Lord. Shatwan is coming now. For those of you who are sick and shut in, prisons, praise the Lamb of God. Wherever you are, I want you to know that the hand of the Lord is there. All you have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is get in a place of manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. Get in a prophetic moment. Hallelujah. God want to manifest himself to you. He want to manifest his power. He want to show you that he's still a God of signs, wonders, and miracles. And you can receive a miracle today. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you can believe it, you can receive it today in the name of Jesus. Come on, daughter. Take me to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come, God, first, Lord, asking that you forgive us of all sins, God, knowing and unknowing. God, forgive us of the things that we have said that would have caused anybody to fall or stumble, God. Forgive us of the acts and the deeds that we have done, God. And, oh, God, we ask that you forgive us of those things that we have thought, God, that was not like you. God, I ask that you forgive us of every iniquity, God, that has separated from you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I ask that you would wash us today, God. God, wash us with your blood today, God. And, God, purge us today in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Purge us of all impurities, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that we might be worthy, God, to enter into your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for this is the day, God, that you made, God. And, God, we're glad in it. We're rejoicing in it, God. God, we're giving you glory today and praises today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come today, God, and we thank you, and we lifting up your children on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lifting those up that can't fight for themselves today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you know every need that they have, God. God, you know every prayer request that they have sent up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we're asking right now, God, that you would bless them their request today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're asking that you go into the home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, everything that's not like you, God, God, clean it up today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, go into the secret places, God, and clean it up in the name of Jesus, God. God, every secret sin, God, that we are hiding today, God, I ask right now, God, that you will clean us up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I ask right now that you would look on those, God, that are sick today, God. sicken their bodies and sicken their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God, we know that your word said you renew our minds daily, God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, I ask that you would begin to renew their minds, God, those that are unstable, God, those that have that bipolar spirit, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up the schizophrenic spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Oh,
in
God,
the name.
Hallelujah, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you will heal their body, God, of every spirit, God. And we heal in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah. We know that your word said light and darkness cannot dwell together, God. So in the name of Jesus, God, shine your light on them today, God. In the name
the
of
light.
Jesus, God, let it illuminate, God. Hallelujah. God, in their hearts today, God. God, where is a stony heart, God. Oh, God, illuminate your light, God, and let it turn to flesh today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Break down every wall, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, heal cancer today, God. God, heal AIDS today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're asking that you will heal every blood disease, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're asking, God, in the name that you will heal the bones today, God. Mend them back together, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God,
my
even
God.
In the marrow of the bones, God, begin to heal it today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we ask right now, God, that you will send them to their knees, God. Oh, God, that they will fall, God, into repentance today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, they will be crying, what must I do to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, give them a touch from you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, go into the nursing home, God. Go into the prison, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and do a work on them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We come against the works of the enemy
hallelujah.
Today, God, that try to destroy your people, God, that try to steal them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind it up, God, and God,
we
bind
it
on the wall in the scene today, God, for your children today, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to go into the courthouses, God. God, be the lawyer and the judge, God,
God
in the name
today,
of
God.
Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, God.
Oh,
God,
with
their innocent, God. Hallelujah, God. God, hallelujah. Set the captives free today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Wherever they're captive, God, in their bodies, God, in their minds, God, in the natural, God, set them free today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, look on your leaders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to heal the hearts, God. Begin to heal the scars and the wounds today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, where their enemy has come against them, God.
Oh, God,
hallelujah, God. Let them stand flat-footed, God, and tell the enemy, God, to get out of their faces today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give the leaders, God, a keen and discerning spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you today, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God. Oh, God, as we press our way today, God, as we press in to your presence today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, give us an experience, God. Give us a God experience today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah. I ask that you send the wind of change today, God. Send fresh fire, God. Send a fresh wind, God, in the name
fresh
of
wind.
Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Open up every door today, God, for your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, give them a supernatural favor today, God. Wherever their feet tread, God, they shall possess the land for your your kingdom today, God. Wherever their hands touch, God, it shall prosper for your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, every word that they speak, God, shall be your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And it shall be the fire, God, coming out of their mouth, God. The fire will burn up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. It will convict, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this ministry today, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for ordaining it, God, to be so, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for every prophet, God. We thank you for every gift today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Stir it up in us, God, in the name of Jesus, and let it overflow, God. Let it overflow out of us, God. Oh, God, that we may speak your word, God, and it shall come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we'll be so careful, God, not to grieve your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we'll be mindful, God, of the things we say and do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We'll be mindful, God, of where we go, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it will not grieve the Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, let it lead and guide us today, God, into all truth, God, into all understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God, for this ministry, God, that would touch every corner of the earth, God, with your word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that when we speak it, God, we'll watch it come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the shepherd, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for Apostle Shepherd, God. That you have put a hand of protection, God. God, you have called out security, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and they're armed and dangerous, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. What comes in and what goes out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, they are armored up today, God, with the word today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for raising up the warriors today, God, to protect your leaders today, God, to protect prophet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the intercessors, God. Thank you for those that are on the wall praying, God. Thank you for the urgency to pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, build the warrior up in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Build it up in our minds, God. Build it up in our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bless you today, God. We give you glory and honor, God. And, God, we thank you for the gathering, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For this you have ordained to be so, God. You have ordained it to be great and successful, God. Oh, God, that the good news about the gathering, God, will get out in the wind, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Period.
And, oh, God, those will be saved, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. People will be delivered, God, at this gathering in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Demons will be cast out, God. God, we call it to be so, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lives shall be changed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And they shall never be the same, God. Oh, God, alcoholics will be delivered, God, in the name of Jesus. Drug addicts, God, they're coming in the name of Jesus, God. They're coming from the north, God. They're coming from the south, the east, and the west, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to get a word from you, God, to get deliverance, God, to be set free, God, in the mind, God. Deliver them from the religious spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for each people that you're bringing in, God. This power, God, In the name of Jesus, God, we shall operate, God, in the power, God, and the authority, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. And, God, we give you glory today, God. For you are worthy, God. Worthy are you. Oh, God, take us to the word today, God. Oh, God, give us a revelation knowledge today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as he begin to teach, God, give us the vision, God. Show us what you're saying, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let it become rhema, God, to us in our bellies, God, to us in our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for testimonies, God, that are coming in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. And God, we call you to be, but be not as though they were today, God. And God, we stand, God, and watch in the natural, God, as it began to manifest, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just glorify you, God. God, we give you honor today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know it's done, God. We know it is well, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, look on our children today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Protect their minds today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Look on our children today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Keep them from hurt and harm and danger, God. Unseen and seen, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Encamp your angels all around them today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And touch their minds today, God. Give them an obedient spirit, God. Oh, God, that they will humble themselves to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them put down the drugs, God. Let them put it down right now, God. Let them put down the alcohol today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, let them come out the streets, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Those that are in gangs, God, turn it around for them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give them a touch, God, like never before, God. God, give them a revival in their spirit, God. Give them a revival in their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For God, we know they have heard about Jesus, God. But God, hallelujah, they turned away from him, God. But oh, God, hallelujah, present it to them again today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they must come, God. God, that they must run to the rock, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, where they grow weary, God, and begin to try all types of things, God. Oh, God, we bind up the spirit of suicide on them, God. Oh, God, we bind up the spirit of genocide, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind up that child that's picking up the gun, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that murdering spirit, God, that's running rampant over our children, God. God, we stand and take the authority back for them, God. In the name of Jesus. For God, you gave us charge over them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just give you glory, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them back, God. We thank you for bringing them in, God. Bring the backsliders back, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes,
go.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Move today, God. Move like you've never done before. Hallelujah. Oh,
Yes, the power here.
get
as we worship. Yes, God. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Grandfather, today. My God, just has prayed out of our heart. And, oh, hallelujah, my God. My God, my God. She has prayed. Thank you, Jesus. For the setting of the show in order for us, the granddaughter. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, wonderful team of intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're interested in being a part of our intercessory team, praise the Lamb, you can contact Shastwan or Sylvia or one of the team members. Praise the Lamb of God, or inbox me. Hallelujah. If you're interested, praise the Lamb of God, in being on our prophetic intercessory team, we would love to have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Join in with us. Hallelujah. Those of you who would like to be intercessors in praying, praise the Lamb of God, and being a part of this ministry, we would love to have you. We really would. Praise the Lord. We really would. Praise God and love you all today. Now, hallelujah, let's move right along today. Prophet Darrell, you going to say something to us today? Are you on pause?
I am.
What you got to say?
That young black woman sent us into the third heavens almost.
That girl praying, man, I'm telling you the truth. I tell you, these last few times she's been on this show praying, I've been like, oh, my God, that Shatwad has been spending some time with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I thank God for it. I really do. The pouring out is just so wonderful, Prophet Darrell. Yes, God. Prophet Darrell, the Lord's been saying anything. Prophet Darrell, you wasn't on the show yesterday. Let me tell you what I found out, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. That, you know, all we've been prophesying about the weather and this, that, and another, and what the Lord's been warning us since the beginning of the year about this summer and this, that. Do you know I was watching television, and I turned on to the Weather Channel yesterday, and the meteorologist said these words: this is going to be a summer that is going to be hotter than any that we have seen.
So now,
I said, what did she just say? I rewinded and listened to it again. This summer is going to be one of the hottest summers we have ever seen. That's what she said. She said, and this summer is going to be a lot of catastrophic events, such as tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. This is what the meteorologists confirmed, the word of the Lord. Mudslides, all of that. And a lot of people don't know this because they don't watch CNN, don't watch the news. Do you know right now it's such a drought in Texas? In parts of Texas, and Dallas is a part of this, that the drought is so severe until they are taking their toilet water and retreating it for drinking water.
Lord.
That's how severe the drought is in Texas.
Good God Almighty.
Lord Jesus.
Because there is no rain.
Oh, my God.
Somebody. You better watch what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't say what you won't do. Say what you haven't done. Don't say what you won't do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You think it should be so very simple and so very easy for this to come off, praise the Lamb of God, as a as a easy way for them to transport water, but they trying to save money all at the same time. They talk about the millions of dollars it'll cost to transport the water. So they saying their best option is to recondition the water that they use to flush the toilets.
Lord Jesus.
Drinking water.
Oh my God. So many things.
And bathing water. Hello, somebody. It can get bad, people of God. Hallelujah. So when you go to your faucet to turn on your water, tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Next time you open a bottle of water, tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That fresh water is in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. So you know what's going on with the gouging of prices for water bottles down there.
Yes.
Because water is a precious commodity right now. Hello, somebody. I just want you to see how quick God will confirm his word out of the mouth of heathens and unbelievers. Hallelujah. This global warming with this winter, and how warm the earth is going to be, all that snow and ice melts. And it's got to run somewhere. Hello, light bulb.
Woo!
Hello, light bulbs. All the snow and ice must melt. One thing about living up north is we get all this snow and everything. It melts into water and go into the water system. But when you live in places where people brag about it don't rain and this, that, or another, and we don't get that much rain and blah, 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 when the heat comes, they're in trouble. Because they have no water storage supply. No natural water supply that is stored up. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. My. The Lord is moving, people of God. I wanted to tell you that, Prophet Darrell. I said, let me share this with Prophet Darrell because we've been prophesying and the Lord been speaking it. Oh, no, the Lord bothering me right now. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I done made my trigger go off here, people. Yes, praise the Lamb. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Apostle, before Elder Shatwan went into prayer, the Lord was speaking, and I just heard him say, just prepare. And people are going to suffer, but his children won't suffer.
Hallelujah. That's what the Lord spoke.
He will allow us to bust a hole in the ground and give us fresh water.
Hallelujah.
And he said he's taking us back. So when the children of Israel was out in the wilderness for them 40 years, hallelujah. And he said that he is going to allow his glory to rest up on the remnant that has not bowed and turned away from him.
My God in heaven, the remnant that has not bowed. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. My God.
That apostle, the one, see, people, you know, they think if these people don't come and return and don't have a life of repentance, you know, people think just because they think they go to church and they go to Bible studies and all this other stuff and, you know, they're not out there fornicating, committing adultery. They think they're in right standards with God. Every idle thought that you have ran across your mind, every sinful thought that you have thought, he said, it will be held accountable to you. All because you know the word. You know what this and that. And you looking down your nose at people steady helping the people, you're killing my people. He said, you're not even giving them another chance for salvation.
My God.
In your mess, oh, God said it.
Hallelujah. My God. People of God, I tell you, The word is prepared. But God did speak, Prophet Darrell, even yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and said that when he see the blood, he will pass over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When he see the blood of Jesus Christ on us, he will pass over. Now, that's what the Lord said. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God, hallelujah, that what he has planned and orchestrated, you know, when he came through Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, through the third and fourth cataracts, he went all around Goshen, where the children of Israel lived, where the Hebrews lived. Cattle died. All types of livestock died. Hallelujah. From every one of the plagues, but it was not found in Goshen. Praise the Lamb of God. And when the death angel came, hallelujah, was not found in Goshen. The firstborn of all living, of every living creature that creeped in Egypt died, of man and beast, of insect, the firstborn male of every living creature died, not just people. Hallelujah. And there was a cry in Egypt, a wailing and gnashing of teeth. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. To bring a nation to his knees. To bring a nation to his knees to be able to see the hand of God and to be able to determine that the God of heaven is speaking, praise the Lamb of God, in all of these catastrophic events. And we can become educated and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, and we'll rule God right out. You'll rule God right out, praise the Lamb of God, as you're studying where this happened, and you still have to get back to but what made it happen. And then after you get back to what made it happen, now what made that happen? And after you get back to what made that happen, you're going to find God. Hallelujah. Yes. The Alpha and the Omega of all things, praise the Lamb of God. You will find God. Just keep going back and keep doing your research, and you're going to come up with God, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, I just love this show, how God gives us so much good, wholesome thought material that's thought-provoking to help us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, prepare for what he's going to do. People of God, I told you once, I'm going to tell you again, get your air conditioners checked. Make sure your filters and stuff, that you have a couple of them, praise the Lamb of God, for the summer, a few of them, so you can change your filters, praise the Lamb of God. Determine, praise the Lamb of God, where your thermostat going to be set at, and you're going to have to be careful to keep your doors and stuff closed, to keep your house cool, praise the Lamb of God. Get your antifreeze, your Freon, all of that in your cars checked, and don't be so lazy and procrastinative that you're the last one in line. Nobody's in line right now getting their air conditioners checked. You should be doing that now on your cars, getting it serviced, praise the Lamb of God, getting it right so when the time come, your compressor don't go out on you. When you see others fight with rags wrapped around their head and wiping and this, that, or another, you can sit there in the cool because you prepared, because God warned you. There's no sense in God warning you if you don't prepare. Hello, light bulbs.
That's true, Apostle. That's so true.
There's no sense in you getting a warning and you don't prepare.
Right.
God. And I'd rather have it and don't need it than to need it and don't have it. That's my philosophy of life. I'd rather have it and don't need it than to need it and don't have it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So get everything checked out, children of God. Hallelujah. We sound the trumpet. We sound the trumpet in Zion. I've told you what God said he's going to do. Now the meteorologist has come and confirmed the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Confirm the word that this is going to be one of the hottest summers. that we have ever since. I was talking to one of my friends, and I said, do you know my grass turned green overnight? And they told me, said, you know, mine did too. That my wife and I were sitting and talking, and I said, honey, look at the grass. We haven't treated it. We haven't done nothing this year. It just turned green.
Yeah.
It's, everything is getting ready real quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Everything is getting ready real quick. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I love you. I love you. You know what? God got me sitting so pretty, Prophet Darrell. The way my place is set, my goodness gracious, the sun does not shine directly on my place.
Man,
hallelujah. And there's a big tree right in front of my door that shades my place. I love God. I love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has already prepared for me to be at peace. Ah, what a wonderful Savior that we serve today, the Lamb of God. People of God, as the Prophet Shakespeare, love you. Let me do a station clearing right here. You're listening to PSM Live with Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare. If you're listening to us via the Internet and would like to be a part of our live studio, you can call in. It's Praise and Worship Day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a thankful Wednesday today. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can call in and be a part of our show today. Hallelujah. As we prepare at the 1 o'clock hour to start our class discussion on the prophet Ezekiel. You want this, boy, oh boy, oh boy. I know, but it gets gooder and gooder. Yesterday we did Jeremiah. Today we're going to do Ezekiel, and we're going to look at the prophet's life, and we're going to look at his timing and prophesying, praise the Lamb of God, and why he had to prophesy the way he did, praise the Lamb. And you're going to see, hallelujah, the glory of God in this man's ministry. It's just powerful, and I want you to be here. We pulled out some good bullet points yesterday that we were able to, elaborate on, praise the Lamb of God, and bring out some good revelation for those of us who have the calling even upon our lives. Praise, it's built over all the way into our Bible class last night as we dealt with the five-star witnessing church, praise the Lamb of God, in our midweek. It's just an awesome season, praise the Lamb of God, that we're in. And God is setting the stage for us, people of God, to be able to be a witness, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Hallelujah. And through the prophets, praise the Lamb of God, we see redundantly over and over again God's love and his warning, his judgment, praise the Lamb of God, on a people that he loved, not a people that he hated, but a people who bore his name, hallelujah, a people who were known by his name, a people who were known by the miraculous wonders of God in their life, hallelujah, and upon them as a nation, a people. And we have to consider this, praise the Lamb of God. So we're going to look at Ezekiel in just a few minutes, praise God, hallelujah. Again, praise the Lamb of God, PSMI. International, PSMINTL.org, PSMINTL.org is where you can get, praise the Lamb of God, your books, things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, that we have written, and the materials are there. Hallelujah. Many of you don't have your copy of our latest book on Fall on Your Knees. Neither do you have the prophetic manual or the call and burden to intercessory prayer. We're giving you that as a bundle package for $40. You can get all three books autographed to you, praise the Lamb of God, from Apostolic Prophet Shakespeare, praise the Lamb of God. And those who get the bundle know you will get a gift, praise the Lamb of God, inside of it as the Lord leads. Some I send oil, some I send water, some I send water and oil, Some I send T-shirts, praise the Lamb of God, and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, as gifts for the bundle package, hallelujah, of $40 for all three books. That's a deal in itself, praise the Lamb of God, and a good savings on your order, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to have the material. That's why it's written, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to have the material. I want you to grow, and I want you to develop from it, praise the Lamb of God. But if you don't get it, it's not my fault, hallelujah, when I have sat down, shut things out, and did the writing. It's not my fault, praise the Lamb of God. If you don't get it, hallelujah, that's not my fault, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So I want you to have that. I want you to have it. Make sure you place your order, praise the Lord. I placed orders yesterday. They will be going out, praise the Lamb of God, by week's end, being sent to you, and we're grateful to God for your patronage and for, praise the Lamb of God, because it supports the ministry that we do, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Nothing is free. Nothing is free, praise the Lamb of God. The electricity that we're using, none of it's free, nothing, hallelujah. So everything has a cost to it, and I know you know that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I bless God for each of you. Praise the Lamb that is praying for the gathering. Hallelujah. We are en route to Chicago. I thought we was going to be there this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This weekend. But look like they're going to move the homegoing celebration. Hallelujah. For my children's uncle to another week. To next week, praise the Lamb of God, due to the family and this, that, and another. So we're probably going to be there next week, but I know, praise the Lamb of God, I have to be there the week of Mother's Day, towards the end of that week, for our regional, praise the Lamb of God, summit there at the Tri-Stone Church. So I know we will be coming in, Chetuan, praise the Lamb of God, to view that holy city. Hallelujah, and those places that we have considered to be host places for the gathering. We want to check those out and make sure that they are adequate for us. Praise the Lamb of God, and then we'll go to town. People of God, I need you to gear your minds up of what you can do, what part you can play in being a blessing towards the gathering. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, of being a blessing towards the gathering. The gathering normally costs us somewhere right between, hallelujah, $15,000 and $20,000, praise the Lamb of God, and no one really sees the cost, praise the Lamb of God, but me, hallelujah. yeah, I'm telling you the truth, praise the Lamb. But I think a lot was learned this past session, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and nobody knew at the end, praise the Lamb of God, a $5,000 bill came to me a month after the gathering, and it didn't come just to me, it just took it right out of my bank account, praise the Lamb of God, which put my bank account in overdraft, but I didn't complain or anything, I just prayed and said, Lord, you can handle this, you can do it. Praise the Lamb of God, and little by little, praise the Lamb of God, we have paid it off. Praise the Lamb. And you know, when you have contracts and this, that, and another, they can go back and say, this is this way, this is that way, blah, blah, and they sit down with you and say, we're not going to do this, we're going to talk to you. They never talk to me in the final analysis after we paid the last bill when we left the hotel. But then they came back later, praise the Lamb of God, and said we owed $5,000 and didn't send the bill. Praise the Lamb of God, just took it out of the account and then emailed the bill. And that was crazy, you know. But so as it has happened, praise the Lamb of God, you live and you learn. You live and you learn, praise the Lamb of God. And so we're working even with our bank to get a little tighter. Type of watch care over, praise the Lamb of God, before certain amounts of money that exceed can be taken out of our account without our approval, praise the Lord, Hallelujah. They had our card number. They did not have the authorization for that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And but, you know, let me tell you something, people of God. When your heart is right, two things is going to happen to you. Number one, the Lord is going to be there for you. Praise the Lamb of God, no matter what happens. Number two, Satan is going to try you to discourage you, to stop you from what you're doing for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And never let money be your reason why you don't do something for God. Because my God is rich in houses and land. And he owns this whole entire globe. The silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And there is nothing that my God cannot do. There is no heart he cannot touch. There is nobody he can't reach. Hallelujah. To go to you, praise the Lamb of God, and just say, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Something is urging me to give you this. I want to give you this check to help your ministry. So I'm talking to the people who love me. I'm talking to the people who love PSM. I'm talking to the people who love the prophetic words that come out of our mouths, that love the show, that love the page, that love all that we do, praise the Lamb of God, to consider us in this season of manifestation and blessings, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As you're blessed, be a blessing to us some kind of way, praise the Lamb of God. And never think you're small. What you see is small. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Crumbs make a slice of bread. Slices make loaves. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. But whatever you do is appreciated. And don't you ever think, hallelujah, that God does not see the widow's mite. Whatever you do is appreciated. I heard somebody say God cannot bless a dollar. The devil is alive with a bow tie on, walking sideways, and need to be knocked upside his head for letting that come out of their mouths. God can do anything. When you find something God can't do, you bring it to me. I want to see it.
Hallelujah.
I ought to have had one amen on that.
Hallelujah. You right, prophet. Amen.
You find something that my God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Talking about one time one is one. That's your mathematics. Hallelujah.
Right.
God created the world with nothing. With nothing. Nobody put nothing in his hand when he said, let there be light. Hello, light bulbs.
Come on now, he's focused.
God made one tree, and they've been multiplying ever since.
Ever since. With God Almighty.
Don't tell me what God can't do with one. Hallelujah. My God can't bless one. Don't bring me no dollars. Because God can't bless a dollar. That's a lie from the pit. Where did they get cockeyed theologies from? My God. Hallelujah.
Abel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is blessed less than a dollar.
Yes, God.
My goodness. Glory to the Lamb of God. I bet you he blessed my dollar. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Boy, I remember one night all I had was a dollar. I'm talking about in the bank account and in my pocket.
Yes, God.
And I gave that dollar to a preacher. I gave it to a preacher sitting in the pulpit. I said, this is all I got, but I'm going to give this to you. And he prayed over it and put it in his Bible. Hallelujah.
Bless.
Before I got home, I had more money in my pocket before I turned the doorknob to go home, and money was waiting for me at home that I didn't even know somebody had brought over and gave to me, had sent money to me. Hallelujah. Don't tell me what God can't do. Tell me what you ain't going to do, but don't tell me what God can't do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can tell me what you ain't going to do and what you can't do.
Yes.
But don't tell me what God can't do. The possibilities are unlimited because you would make the word of God a lie that says, with you, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah.
Woo!
With God, nothing shall be impossible. How great is your God, Rob? How great is your God? How great is your God? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking to a young lady in specific, and you know I'm talking to you about your work. Praise the Lamb of God. I prayed for you, hallelujah, about your job. And the Lord told me that your boss is dealt with. Praise the Lamb of God. Just want you to know that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, you can take courage your soul. Your boss is dealt with. I feel the glory of the Lord coming all over me while I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. You know who I'm talking to, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, way down there. I'm talking to you. Way down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I'm talking to you. Praise the Lamb. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know the one I like to hear you say hallelujah? Yeah, I'm talking to you. God said, he's dealt with, praise the Lamb of God. Now watch him do what he does, praise the Lamb of God. And I released it out of my mouth as an apostle, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I released it out of my mouth, praise the Lamb of God. And it must accomplish that which the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. You just watch what God do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I just saw you with some black clothes on. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to the place of the dead. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. You just watch what God does. People of God, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. God, a lot of times, y'all better know this, will allow somebody wicked to be over you and you righteous. Praise the Lamb of God. So that he can have a testimony against them. So he can bring his judgment down on them. Hallelujah. He let them do you wrong. So you have a right to cut their throat. Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You talking to me. Come on now.
He let them do you wrong. So he can take them out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody going to get a grip on this one day. Yes, he
Christ.
Is. Yes, you will. God allowed Egypt to put his children in bondage so that he can bring them out. He told Moses, I let it happen so I could bring them out with a strong hand. So I can show my people who I am to them.
Oh,
and then I can show the world that I'm God and God alone. And besides me, there is no other.
No.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. When God got through with Egypt, when God got through with Pharaoh and his army, a cry went out across the world. Don't mess with Israel. Don't mess with them Hebrews. They got a God that fights for them.
Yes.
They got a God that will open a Red Sea for them.
Yeah.
You better recognize who your God is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo!
Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Hallelujah.
My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your God has a reputation of taking people out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. And you better know it. My, ring the bell, somebody. Ring the bell, ring the bell. They say, oh, the prophet is gone out. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Ha-ha. 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 Yeah. Yeah, I want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, that God loves you just that much, that God cares for you just that much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Yeah, if I was you, I'd sow a seed today and seal the deal on that word. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. I felt that down in my sanctified toes. Do you hear what I'm saying, Shatwan? I felt that in my toes. Somebody is, if there's somebody else on this show, praise the Lamb of God, you're listening to my voice. Listening to my voice. Somebody on this show, praise the Lamb of God, you're getting delivered right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From a cancerous condition. Hallelujah. God is delivering you. Hallelujah. Right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what it is, what they call it. Hallelujah. But it's a cancerous condition. God is delivering you. Praise the Lamb of God. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Be thou made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm trying to help this thing. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a brand new white car. A brand new white car. If you go, you'll get it. If you go, you'll get it. If you go, you'll get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Your problem is you won't go get it. Hallelujah. Problem is you won't go get it. Ah, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you didn't ask for it. You didn't pray for it. Hallelujah. God said, go get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch them do what no other power can do. I'm talking about the miracle working power of God that'll make a man say yes when he's supposed to say no. That'll change your data in the computer. Hallelujah. Let your name come up clear. Let your credit come up clear in that computer right before that man's eyes. Hallelujah. You put money in your bank account. Hallelujah. Just enough for you to be cleared. In the name of Jesus. People called me yesterday. Prophet, pray for us. We're going to close the deal on this piece of property. Praise the Lamb. They go interview us and blah, 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 blah. And my nephew is going to be living there. And I'm worried because they so hard on people. But I said, God is going before you. When they got down there, two of the people that were supposed to be there to interview couldn't come. Only one man showed up. And he already knew the nephew, had met him on the school ground. Jesus. Now, how ironic is that? Had met him on the school ground almost a year ago and was laughing and talking with him at school. And told him, it's you. Oh, man, don't worry about it. You got it. Lord Jesus, God will make a way for you. But you got to go, people of God. I said, God will make a way for you. Hallelujah. But you got to have a ghost spirit in you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Woo, I feel God. I know I got to teach this lesson, man. My God. Why y'all doing this to me today? My God, my God, my God. Woo, yes, Lord, there is a house. I hear you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody listening to my voice need a house. There is a house. Praise the Lamb of God. God says, it's not far from you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not far from you. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's right there. It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Sitting right there on that corner. Hallelujah. With that red brick. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that reddish, brownish brick. Look like it's red and brown, like it's got some darker brownish bricks in it. Praise the Lamb of God with that black roof, hallelujah, with the white trim on the windows and the doors, look like. Praise the Lamb of God. I know it's on the windows for sure. Praise the Lamb of God. A little chimney sticking out. Praise the Lamb of God on the corner part of it. It's going towards the back. Yes, God. But I see trees, hallelujah. These trees don't have leaves on them yet. The trees just budding. Praise the Lamb. You must be in the north somewhere. These trees don't have leaves on them yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody's been released Hallelujah, for your home. Oh, my God. Jesus is in the building today. Thank you, Father. I love you, God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Dale, you hear anything you want to speak? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to pop
my
this God. She's something else. Woo! She's whooping me.
Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank you, God, for hearing ears today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You with that foot problem, God said, stick that foot in some water and oil. Put some water and oil in that thing where you soak your feet at. Praise the Lamb of God. I see your foot in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that thing going to drop off. It's going to come off. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see in the water. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Put some oil in that water. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, why are you dealing with me like this today? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, somebody just walked up to an outdoor mailbox. This mailbox is not on your door. You got to walk to the curb to get this mail. Somebody just walked to the curb and looked in the mailbox. A check. You waving it. It's in the mail.
Hallelujah.
It's in the mail.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Ha-ha, Yama. Yeah,
glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. My God. My God, my God, I love you today, Father. I love you today. I love you today. Yes, God. Oh, God, I hurt you, God. I hurt you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody's son is incarcerated. He's finna come home. God's finna let him out. God's finna release him for you. Hallelujah. You've been praying for a blessing for a mighty long time. You've been praying for him to get released. Hallelujah. Yes. God said when he come home this time, he's not going back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When he come home this time, he's not going back. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I love you today, Father. I love you today, Father. Praise, honor, and glory. Yeah, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you for falling fresh on me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Yes, God. I see this boy walking out. Oh, my goodness. Walking out. Praise the Lamb of God of the prison system. I see him coming through the bars. I see him opening the doors for him, opening these iron doors. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Release, 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 release. Favor God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your son coming home. Your son coming home. Praise the Lamb of God. Your son is coming home. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's not going back. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, times are refreshing. Hallelujah. Fresh waters are flowing. Hallelujah. The river of God. There is a river, people. Hallelujah. There is a river. Under the that flows from the throne of God. There is a river, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. I shed it in the ocean. That's under the ocean. Oh, God. That's his spirit flowing from under the altar. Hallelujah, flowing to his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. my. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
Lord God, let the healing leaves fall in the water. Fall in the water. Let the healing leaves that's good for the healing of the nations fall in the water. Let it flow to us, God. Flow, God. Even as our praise and worship flow to you. Hallelujah. Let the river flow to us. Flow, God. Hallelujah. Under the road to tumors. Under the road to Zav today. The cancer. Hallelujah. Dissipates. Oh, God. Yes, God. Heal today. Heal today, Father. Under somebody has heart disease. Under somebody eyes, God. Heal them today. In the name of Jesus, you miracle working God, eyes be open in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Under high blood pressure come down in the name of Jesus and regulate in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God, I tell you. Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God. Under the bullshit, as sure as I am a prophet of the Most High God. Under the bullshit, it and I. Hey, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We love you today. We love you today. Thank you, God, for your healing virtue. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Under the bullshit, and I. And who is like our God? Who is like our King? Who is like the Lord of Lords? There is none like him. There is none. There is none. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Oh,
hallelujah. My God, prophet. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow, boy, he better load his guns up, you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord is my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, we're going to play this worship song, and then we're coming back with the lesson. Praise the Lamb of God. Call somebody. Shake somebody. Tell them to get on for this powerful prayer today. Hallelujah. Glory will cover the earth. Let's worship today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
This is reality, that you're coming to reign on the earth because of your glory, Father, that's going to cover the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your Bibles. Hallelujah. And turn with us to the book of Ezekiel. Ah, this glorious, glorious book, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to find some interesting stuff in it as I divulge it to you today. Praise the Lord. You're going to see that this prophet was a major prophet, praise the Lamb of God, not only in the bulk of writing, but in, hallelujah, the way God used him. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The prophet Ezekiel, whose name, praise the Lamb of God, means God will strengthen, was a priest also, just as Jeremiah was, praise the Lamb of God. He was among the Jewish exiles that went to Babylon, praise the Lamb of God, through the first and final deportation of the people. He was among those that sung, praise the Lamb of God, that, you know, we've hung our harps on the willow, praise the Lamb of God, and how can we sing Zion songs in a strange land when they requested of them to sing those who had took them captive in the book of Psalms. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe that's the 137th Psalm. Praise the Lord. They took us captive and required of us mirth and wanted access to sing the song of Zion. And our reply was, how can we sing, hallelujah, the songs of Zion in a strange land? And he was one of those, praise the Lamb of God. I oft-time present these prophets, hallelujah, these major prophets to you, one in the palace, one in, praise the Lamb of God, the pasture, one, praise the Lamb of God, amongst the people. Ezekiel was the prophet amongst the people. He lived in exile in Babylon, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, somewhere around the 6th century, B.C. into the 5th century, towards the middle of the 5th century, praise the Lamb of God. He lived there, and we must understand when I say 7th century, then it looked like I'm going down and the numbers are not increasing. It's doing that because we are counting down to Christ's birth. Hello, light bulb. It counts down to Christ's birth, and then it starts over. Praise the Lamb of God, A.D. 20, A.D. 12, and go back up after Christ comes. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So that is what's taking place here. Praise the Lamb of God. As you see this dissension going from 6th century to into the middle of the 5th century, praise the Lord. So his book is in chronological order out of a lot of the Bible books. You'll see they've been written in theological blocks and things of that nature for your understanding. Something has been taken that happened, really should have been at the end of the book. It's been placed at the middle for your understanding, or something that happened at the beginning was placed at the end chronologically. But this book is in chronological order due to the sequence of visions, praise the Lamb of God, and dreams, praise the Lamb, that was praise the Lamb of God, given to Ezekiel by God. Due to the visions and dreams, praise the Lamb of God, that was given by God, Ezekiel, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, he wrote, praise the Lamb of God, in that sequence, and they come to us in chronological order, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So we have that. Now, praise the Lamb, Ezekiel is a man of great integrity. Praise the Lamb of God. He walked in integrity. He was married. He had a home in exile. Praise the Lamb. And brothers and sisters, it allows us to know that God can bless you even in a foreign land. God can bless you even amongst people who will normally oppress you. Hallelujah. God can do what the Psalms 23 tells us again. He can prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. And I always say, make your enemy your waiter and your waitress. Hallelujah. He'll make them your servants. Praise the Lord. And they will do it with a smile on their face. And Ezekiel was in there, and there always has been, unless the king was just a stone heathen, the political regime of another country had always some kind of respect for the religious people. And because he was a known priest, praise the Lamb of God, in Judah, when they were deported, praise the Lamb of God, he must have been still in his religious garb, praise the Lord, as a priest, and so he was treated different. And he was given a home, praise the Lamb of God, and allowed to raise his family, hallelujah, and his wife still in exile, praise God. And that's very, very unique to this man of God, to this priest, this prophet, praise the Lord, who God shows this man many visions and his integrity and his strong purpose. Ezekiel had a hard job to do and to perform among the people, and that was, praise the Lamb of God, to open their eyes to their doings while they were in exile complaining, praise the Lamb, because people never think they deserve what they're getting. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb. You can walk through a prison system right now, and you can hardly find one person who will say, I deserve what I'm getting. People, the people will do whatever, and then don't think they deserve the hand of God to come down upon them. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we look at America, when we look at our society that we live in, people of God, we have to admit, if God wiped this whole earth clean, he is just in his doing. Praise the Lamb of God. The theme of his book is Judgment and Glory. Hallelujah. And as you read, you're going to see so much judgment, praise the Lamb, that comes from God. And then you're going to see so much glory, hallelujah, of the presence of God, the Spirit of God, in so many metaphors, praise the Lamb of God, in allegories and types such as water, praise the Lamb of God, in the temple rising up and this, that, and another. And there is a goal, and I want you to hear this today being our worship day. Yeah, it's just ironic that this happened today, and I just looked at this morning, praise the Lamb of God. But God brings Israel down to his knees, according to Ezekiel, praise the Lamb of God, brings Judah down, and he prophesies to the whole nation of Israel, the 10 tribes, praise the Lamb of God, plus Judah, and he prophesies to them, praise the Lamb of God, and allow them to know that their contamination, listen to me, people of God, ding, ding, their contamination of worship, the impurity of their worship, the impurity of their worship, praise the Lamb of God. And he says this from a priestly perspective. He gives them this from one who was in the temple, one that was operating in the temple. The impurity of their priestly worship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, caused the Lord to bring them down, take them out of their land. The temple is destroyed, hallelujah. Why? Because of desecration. The temple is desecrated with impure worship, worshiping idols and then running in the house of God has polluted, and so Israel becomes an Ichabod nation. And this is what Ezekiel presents to them, that they are Ichabod nation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The glory of the Lord departed. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, let me talk to you about that a minute, and then we're going to look at this man's calling. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to hear this. When the glory of the Lord is on you, can't nobody do nothing to you.
Yes, God.
God's glory is over you. It's like the sun and shield. When God's glory is on you, a mighty fortress is your God. When God's glory is on you, you're up under the wing of his shadow. When God's glory is on you, he's waving his banners over you. When God's glory is on you, the devil in hell can't mess with you. Hallelujah. You're a fortified city when God's glory is on you. Sickness, disease, when God's glory is on you, hallelujah, can't take you out because of the glory of the Lord that's upon your life and upon you. Hallelujah. But when God removes his glory,
ooh, Jesus, have mercy.
You are then exposed and you become vulnerable, praise the Lamb of God, to the wiles of the devil and to the wickedness of men. And I don't know which one of them who hand I want to fall in first, the wiles of the devil or the wickedness of men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Yeah. You don't want the glory to leave. When the glory has been lifted, a nation is on his way to his knees, on his way out. And when I say out, that means God's going to make a complete end. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the righteous. Thank God for a remnant that's crying out to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this as we look at this. I mean, at Ezekiel was a bold speaker. He spoke boldly in his purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't shy down. He didn't back down in telling the people, get comfortable. You're going to be here 70 years. That's what his message was to them. No, don't look for Jehovah to come through here in a whirlwind and get you out. You're going to be here 70 years. Hallelujah. In this Babylonian captivity. So get comfortable. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the conditioning and the reconditioning floor to get your heart back right with God. Hallelujah. This is the process God has chosen for your disobedience, for your idolatry. It's right here in this book, praise the Lamb of God, for profaning his holy name, for profaning his great name. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something. You have never seen anybody's calling as well described as you're going to find Ezekiel in chapter 1 in these 28 verses. Matter of fact, I don't think it's another prophet who take up a whole chapter to describe his calling. Praise the Lamb of God. This man was an awesome visionary. An awesome visionary. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And his priestly indications are shined through throughout his prophecy. His visions of divine glory of God are radiant, praise the Lamb of God, of the Shekinah, praise in the Mosaic system. He is one who is in the Spirit of God, praise the Lamb of God, in this Old Testament setting. And how he gets there and have all of these spiritual transportation type visions that the hand of the Lord was on me and carried me out in the midst of the valley of the dry bones, and all of these different burdens and all of these visions of Tyre and the other nations and things that Ezekiel saw is fascinating. Even his description of angels parallel with those that are in the book of Revelation, praise the Lamb of God, and that you will see throughout the Old Testament of angels with four faces. Praise the Lamb of God, one like a man. Woo, boy, oh boy, oh boy. These creatures, that have the face of an eagle, the face of a lion, the face of a bear, all that kind. Oh, my God, on every side they have a face, four faces. Praise the Lamb of God. There's eight eyes. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let's look at this first chapter because we don't have much time, and I want to do with this, praise the Lamb of God, so we can go on to Daniel on tomorrow. It says, now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. Do you hear this? Praise the Lamb of God. And I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. Now, you got to remember, brothers and sisters, no one dates their stuff like Ezekiel, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We can trace his dates down almost to the day that he's writing because he is so well-educated and so scripted, praise the Lamb of God, in keeping data that he was able, praise the Lamb of God, to write this manuscript, if you would, so precisely that one could follow the historical pilgrimage that he journeys through as he's writing this, praise the Lamb of God. It's just awesome. In the fifth day of the month, I'm at verse 2, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressively unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buza, in the land of the Chaldeans. He letting you know his first vision that he records is in Babylon, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Cheba, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. Now, remember now, this is the same place that Daniel has his vision. Praise the Lamb of God. When Gabriel come talks to him and show him things concerning the end times and show him, praise the Lamb of God, that his people were coming out of exile. The same river, the river Cheba. I know if Prophet Dale was on here, he said, God deals with the water. Praise the Lamb of God. He deal with you at the water. And I looked and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst of it, like the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, your mic is hot, the midst of the fire. Also, out of the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished bronze, and they had the hands of a man under their wings and on their four sides, and they had four had their faces and their wings. The wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four also had the face of an eagle. They were, their faces and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another and to cover their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whatever the spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they went. I hear something here, people of God. Hallelujah. They went, every one of them, straightway in the way that the Spirit went. Y'all didn't get that, did you?
Yes, sir.
They followed the Spirit of God Wherever the spirit went, wherever the spirit instructed, they didn't turn to the left nor the right. They went straight forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I want to look at this face, though. They had one face like a man so that they could appear unto mankind, I believe. Praise the Lamb of God without scaring us to death. They had the face of a lion. Praise the Lamb of God. Boldness.
Yes.
Strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In representation of the king of the Lion of Judah. On the right side, they had for a face, they had an ox, which an ox denotes supernatural strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Then they had the face of an eagle, which is the prophetic eye. Praise the Lamb of God. They represented the prophetic. Oh, my goodness. Boy, what a vision here. Watch this. This all in his calling. This all in his calling, people of God. Watch this now. Hallelujah. And they went, verse 12, everyone straight forward, wherever the spirit was to go, they went and turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned like the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel was upon the earth by the living creatures with its four faces. And the appearance of the wheels and their work was like the color of the beryl. And they four had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. And for their rims, they were so high that they were dreadful. And their, let me see what this word is, rim, their rings were full of eyes, riding around about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wherever the spirit was to go, they went. That was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up beside them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know all of you that heard, no doubt, about Ezekiel's wheel in the middle of the wheel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you done heard that. I know you done heard that. He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Praise the Lamb of God. But in essence, it's talking about these four living creatures, these angels, praise the Lamb of God, who serve God night and day. Praise the Lamb of God, who are the representation of the Spirit of God. Prophet Darrell, this is what the Lord told me. He told me, he said, the day is coming that I'm going to be ministering. I don't mind nobody hearing it neither. The day is coming that I'm going to be ministering, praise the Lamb of God, and the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon me, and the ministering angels will appear.
Yes, sir.
And I will see them ministering with me, but the people won't see them.
Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
that the angels will appear that assist in this spiritual ministry.
Ooh, Jesus.
When I get ready to lay my hand, they'll put their hand. And people will be healed and delivered, and they'll think I did it through the power of God in me, when in fact, God didn't dispatch the angel to do it.
It was God.
It was God. That's why I say glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. This stuff right here excites me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't even know what verse I'm at now. I think I'm at verse 21. And when they went, and when they stood, These stood, and when they were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted beside them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels, and the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was like the color of the terrible crystal, of awesome crystal, stretched forth over their foreheads above. Lord, have mercy. They got all of these colors that we see in the book of Revelation that describes the kingdom of God, the New Jerusalem. They're all reflections of that, the crystal, the beryl color. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Under the firmament were their wings, straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two, which covered on this side, and everyone had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Would you listen to this, man?
Come
like
on,
the
man.
Noise of great waters. Like
yeah.
the voice of the Almighty. The
yeah.
voice of, like the noise of a host. When they
Come
stood,
on,
they let down their wings. My God in heaven. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads. When they stood and had let down their wings. My God. My God.
Come on now.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear what that said? And
yes.
under the firmament, verse 23, were their wings straight, the one toward the other? Everyone had two, which covered on this side and one on that side, and covered on that side their bodies. Watch this now. This is what I'm talking about. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings. Listen to the noise. It was like the noise of the great waters, like the voice of the Almighty.
Oh, my God. Gee. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Like the noise of the great, the wings. The noise of the wings of these creatures in representation of God. Because they carry the very word and spirit of God. Hallelujah. To their voice was in their wings. Like, praise God. Now, I can only go by what I have seen myself. I don't know anybody else's. But when the angel stood in front of me at my bedside, the first thing I heard was what this talks about. And their voice from the firmament was over their heads, and they stood. I heard voice. I heard music, first of all. Praise the Lamb of God, that sounded like it came from 1,000 orchestras. All playing different music, but all harmoniously together in harmony. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
They stood in front of me, had the face of a man. But their
yeah.
countenance was like light. Oh, my goodness gracious. Woo, I'll never forget that day. Their form was like light. And they looked at one another and looked at me and looked at one another and smiled and looked at me. Hallelujah. And then the voice, they spoke, but their mouth didn't open, and said, "Blessed art thou, who art highly favored amongst men."
Oh,
that's what they
said.
Blessed, who art highly favored. I can only go by what. Let me finish this. Let me finish these two verses. Let's drop down with me, people of God. Verse 26. And above the firmament that was over their heads, like the likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone, upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it, of the right on his throne. Now watch this. Y'all notice the throne of God. I saw like the color of amber, which is like fire, like the appearance of the fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw if it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. Watch this now. Like the appearance of the bow, a rainbow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke, the covenant God. Hallelujah. Verse 1, and he said unto me, Son of man, stand up on thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. Lord have mercy. We're out of time, people of God. We'll finish this tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know today, hallelujah, that there's deeper revelations coming to you. There's deeper revelations coming to us. There's visions that's going to be worthy to go down in the book of the Bible that you're going to have. There's visitations coming. Stay in the presence of God. Don't stop. Stay there. Keep pushing the plate away. Jesus. Keep calling on the God of heaven and earth. I promise you, he's coming to visit you. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Prophet Dale. Thank you, granddaughter. Thank you, intercessors. I love you all today. Hallelujah. I know Jesus loves you more than I do. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you. Here's William McDowell as we go.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
I Give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself.